Appreciate that very much, Brother Mark, very much. And what a blessing. One of my favorite songs, Midnight Cry. Amen. It could be tonight. Amen. Well, it is, as Brother Mark said, no coincidence that this kind of worked out with Brother Bob Stewart preaching for us Sunday night. And I just couldn't pass up Brother Spain saying a few things to us. Again, just such a memorable part of my life growing up, going to Silver State Baptist Youth Camp and hearing Brother Spain preach on the hillside. And just what a blessing it was. And back then, you know, hearing Art Wilson preach at Silver State and Victor Sears and many of those as growing up and what an impact they had on my life. And Brother Spain is one of those top ones. Brother Spain, you come just say a few words, would you? I'm going to come help you get up.
Well, it's a real joy to be here. This Brother Mark told me that Brother Bob was going to be here, and he and I go back to about 1949, and what a wonderful journey it's been. You know, I've thought about what I was thankful for, and there's so many things, and I was just reading today in the 102nd Psalm, that psalm talks about when the restoration of the city, it said the city of the Lord. And in those verses, there were some things that really gripped my heart. One of those was, David said, I'll put my eyes on no evil thing. And he said that he would walk with the Lord, he would testify for the Lord, and he would be what God wanted him to be. Now, whenever I think of those things, and then in the 100th Psalm, David said, I'll always give thanks unto the Lord. I've thought a great deal about this. And whenever you get where I am, you think a whole lot. And Brother Bob and I were just talking a moment ago what it'll be like when the Lord comes in the air or whenever he calls us home. Whenever we think of the scripture in John 14, you know, he said, let not our hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house, not many rooms, but many mansions. And he said, I'll go to prepare a place for you, and I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And then old Thomas, you know, he said, how in the world can this be? And that in verse 6, you know, that famous verse, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father except by me. So I think a great deal. What I'm really thankful for, I can go back in my memory as a child. I was reared in a home that taught us to love the Lord and to live a decent and upright life. I was permitted as a young man to hear some of the great preachers that ever walked. I could name some of them. It wouldn't mean a thing to you, because they've long been gone. But there's some times in my life that I am so grateful to God for. I couldn't name them all, but I'm just going to give you a few to think about. And if you haven't thought about it, I hope you will. You know, the greatest thing that ever happened to me was that night when I heard the call of God. And I accepted Jesus as my Savior. And now almost well over about 70, almost 80 years ago that I found the Lord, and he becomes more precious every day. And I'm grateful for the conviction of the Holy Spirit that taught me and drew me to the Lord. Then there's some other great times in my life, and that was when the Lord put this gray-headed lady in my life. You know, in March 11th, we will have been married 70 years. And I'm so grateful for that day. And then when our first son was born, I was so grateful to the Lord, not only just because I had a son, but you know, life becomes so real to me. Whenever we talk about life, there's a lot said today about the right to life and all that kind of stuff. My friend, only God gives life. Only God gives life. Man cannot give it. They may take it, but God gives life. And so that was a wonderful time in my life. Another great time was whenever I finally recognized that God had called me to preach. I said, well, that is a great and glorious time. Now, I've been privileged. Sometimes I think God's been partial to us. As my wife said this week, we were talking, she said, you know, I feel like God has been better to us than to anyone else. Whenever we evaluate all of the many, many souls that we've been able to see saved, and the many friends that we have become close to over these years. And another great experience in my life that I was taught how a Christian could die early in my ministry. We went to the hospital one Monday morning to visit a lady that had been dismissed. She had already dressed. Her daughter had come to pick her up, and we had gotten there waiting for the doctor to sign the release. And she and I were in the room, and we were visiting, and she was asking about how many people got saved Sunday and what went on. And Miss Spain and her daughter was outside the door, and they didn't get to see this or hear this, but this dear lady, she got up out of her chair by herself, went over, laid down on the bed, and she raised her hand. She began to quote the 23rd Psalm. Every word, when she came to that last word, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, it dropped. She was gone. I said, if that's the way people can die, it won't be so bad. In fact, we'll be released from these frail bodies. We'll be released from a lot of the world's care. I'm grateful and thankful for young men like your pastor. You know, this is not happening all over the country. And as he said, I've known him a long time. And I am very, very thankful. I'm thankful for his mother and dad that I've known for many, many years. Your mother reads everything I put on Facebook, Brother Crawford. So I'm grateful and thankful tonight for my salvation, from a family, been privileged to pastor three great churches. And so thankful to the Lord for our country. Folks, I don't know if you realize it or not, but we're about this far from becoming a socialist nation. You'll never know America like I have known America. I love her with all of my heart. And for those that have fought, bled and died, Miss Spain had a brother that was captured in at the Belgian Bulge, World War II. God was gracious and able for him to return home. Some years before he was a good man, but he never had really got a hold of salvation. And he got saved, and the last many years, all he could talk about was when he could go home. And we were there when he passed away, there whenever the funeral took place. And the Air Force flew over at the precise second that wing dipped and went away. I thought, how glorious, not only to love the Lord and to love those who are lost, but to love your country in such a manner. Folks, be grateful in your heart for what you've got.
Man, what a blessing tonight, amen. Amen. Turn very quickly to your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13. I don't want to add much to that. Just want to, this will go precisely with what he was saying and what we preached on Sunday morning. Hebrews chapter 13, and look with me in verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifice God is well pleased. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. And that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to him. Our praise of thanksgiving is a spiritual sacrifice to God. You read the rest of the chapter and go home and read it. Our praise and our thanksgiving to him, us being grateful, us thanking him, is a spiritual sacrifice to him. Amen. At which he is well pleased. I tell you, as we think about what's been said tonight by Brother Spain and by Brother Roberts, Brother Bob, Sunday night, in the Sunday morning message, let's remember that as we give thanks, as Brother Spain gave thanks tonight, that was a spiritual sacrifice unto God. And God is pleased with it. Our works, what we do for him, is a spiritual sacrifice unto God. In fact, he says, a sweet-smelling savor unto him. May we always continually praise him. May we continually work for him. May we continually offer up a spiritual sacrifice to him. Let us be a grateful people. Let us be a thankful people. Teenagers and kids in here tonight, let's be thankful. It's good to say thank you to your mom and daddy when they give you something. It's good to say thank you. It's good for us to say thank you to him for all the great things he's done for us. What a blessing tonight, Brother Spain. We thank you. We thank you. I'm going to give a couple of minutes. We don't have a lot of time. If we can grab a microphone tonight. And I think, Brother, did you have another one? We're going to do two. You got two already. And then, Brother Scott, if you want to grab the other one on this side.
And we'll just, very quickly, if you would like to give a quick just praise unto God, if you do that real quick, all right? Anyone like that on this? Anyone? Just raise your hand. Come on, somebody has to get it started. Brother Poor in the back, we have a couple here. We don't do testimony service very often, so come on now.
Oh, I didn't know I was going to start it. No, I've got a lot to be thankful for. You know, my wife went to heaven almost 2 years ago. God's been good to me. It's amazing how He's provided for me and my family. And I've got 2 girls and 5 grandkids, and we're both only about several blocks apart. And my daughter and her husband and 2 kids live with me. So I haven't been by myself. I'm by myself right now for about 10 days. My daughter's in California, but I just want to say, you know, I could tell you a whole lot of things how good God was to me and my wife. Amen. He really blessed us over the years. Amen. And I thank God that He gave me the woman He gave me.
Amen. Thank Him, right. Might be good for us to hear from some we may not know very well. Maybe it'll give us a better way to pray for you. That's awesome, Brother Poor. Brother Watson.
I just want to thank God for being so patient with me and loving me and giving me more than I could ever imagine. He's given me my salvation, a wife that stands by me no matter how stupid I am. And just everywhere I turn, He blesses me.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to thank God for my salvation. And I was born in Austin, Mexico, with the Tabernacle Baptist Church. And I was saved at youth camp. And then it was Pueblo, up in Pueblo, Colorado, instead of Silver State. And Brother Spain was my pastor. And he baptized me in 1959.
Amen.
And I just thank God for my husband, for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. And I just thank Brother Spain for all the services and the preaching that I heard. And I love him and Brother Spain to death. I mean, they're just like another parents to me.
Amen.
And I thank God for this church and all our church family and what a blessing it is to be here.
Amen. If anything, Sunday night and tonight, you've seen 2 men who remain faithful.
Amen.
And we've seen, you know, Dr. A.B. Henderson, and we have several in our church we think about. Men who have remained faithful all these years. What a blessing. Ms. Bobby?
I want to thank God for all that He's done for me in the last year after what I was looking forward to last year at this time and how far He's brought me out. Showed me what I already knew this, but what a wonderful, wonderful husband and nurse that I have.
Hey.
My family and my wonderful, wonderful church family. I love y'all so much, and you did so much for me.
Amen.
Praise God for my health, whatever it is right now. Thank you, Lord.
And amen.
Thank you for my wonderful pastor.
Amen, Ms. Bobby. Appreciate you. Brother Biddle?
Yeah, I always want to take an opportunity when I get a chance to stand and say I love the Lord, and I just thank you for all He's done for me. And just every song tonight was a message. How great Thou art. I mean, the virgin birth and to think of a holy God.
Amen.
Who looks down on sin and still has all the love to send His only Son to die for us.
Amen.
To pay for that sin so we can live with Him forever and to be restored, that relationship.
Amen.
And I never heard that song before about the hill. But just to hear that song and just to think as God created the hill, He knew.
Amen.
What was going to happen. And I just want to thank God for all He's done for me.
Amen. What else? When I was growing up, we had testimony services 3 or 4 times a year. So, Brother McNeil?
I likewise want to thank God for my salvation. He's just been so, so good. This time last year, I had just gotten notified that I was getting ready to have heart surgery.
Yeah.
And the doctors had told me that I was going to have a triple bypass. And that's bad, I guess, as you might say that was. When I woke up, they told me I had five. But God has been so good. My health is great now. I'm able to get on the treadmill five times a week, and he's just been so good. I'm so thankful for my wife of 41 and a half years. She was there in the hospital with me every night and just took care of me and nursed me. And to be honest with you, sometimes I'm tempted to get a little sick so she can continue to do it some more. But thankful for our children. God gave us two wonderful children and four grandchildren, and we look forward to our fifth grandchild who will be born in about a month, I guess you might say. And also I want to lift up a praise for the King James Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi. Yeah. The pastor there texted me this afternoon and told me that they did accept their offer on the church building and the property Amen. There that they're Amen. Trying to get in Greenville. Amen. So I want to praise the Lord for that as well.
Amen. What else? Brother David?
Yeah. I've been thinking all this week about faithfulness, how God's faithful. And I just want to thank him. It doesn't matter what's happening in your life. It doesn't matter things you understand, you don't understand. God is just always true and faithful, and his word is amazing. And just the last week, we've heard these men of God that have been in ministry for years and years. And I just admire the Lord for his faithfulness.
Amen. Anyone else? Raise your hand. Way back at the back. Miss Smith. She's got a baby asleep in her arms.
I'd stand up, but I've got my little one passed out on me back here. I am thankful for my salvation. And I'm most thankful for my in-laws, Herb and Linda Schmidt. They have opened up their house to our family when we have been hit time and time again by Satan, from foreclosure to bankruptcy to other things that are going to go unspoken at this time. But they have opened their arms and their house to David, my husband, and I, and our three kids. And because of that, we're here. We've left our other church, Kimber's at this school here, and we're being fed the way that we need to be fed spiritually. Yeah, so we're thankful for y'all as well.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you. Thankful for family. Man, so thankful. So thankful I can call and talk to my dad, you know. Amen. For the day.
Well, I've got a lot to be thankful for. One thing, I'm really thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for my wife, Denise, that's put up with me all these almost 44 years now. But I stop and think about what's in this room right now. My three kids are here. My extended family, my daughter-in-laws are here. And I got 10 of my 11 grandkids are in here. And that blesses my heart every time I see them come in here. And everybody knows Patrick. He'd be here, too, if he was in the States. So I'm really thankful, and I'm very, very blessed. Amen. I appreciate my church very much. Thank you.
Anyone else on this side over here? Raise your hand. Just want to do a couple of more, maybe two more. All right, Brother Mark.
I hope I don't embarrass him, but I'm thankful for a man named John Reed who asked a lost guy to come play church volleyball here, and I'm thankful that I dislocated my kneecap during that game. And then 2 days later, a pastor, Brother Crawford, came to my house and asked if I've ever, you know, if I've ever been saved, if I know the Lord. No, I haven't. And I saw my sister, she was there at the time, and I saw her get saved. And I didn't get saved. Brother Crawford left. I said, if you come back tonight or something, maybe. And it was a Wednesday night, and he had to preach Wednesday night. And I would be doggone if my door didn't knock that Wednesday night, and it was pastor at my door. And let's do it. I got saved. No. And I'm thankful for that man coming to my house. I'm thankful for that man inviting me to play church volleyball. I'm thankful for that Sunday morning message you gave on thankfulness. That I don't know if that's the best message I ever heard you preach, but it was the most, it was on time for me. You know, I've been through the two biggest trials in my life as a saved man, with my grandma a couple years passing away, and then going through a divorce. Did I want to go through a divorce? Or did I ask for it? No way. Who does? But I'm thankful that 4 months ago that I married the best girl in the world, and I got three best stepkids in the world, and I got three best kids of my own in the world. I'm just thankful. Through it all, God's been good.
Amen. One more. I know we're limited in it, but who's going to be the last one? One, two, three. All right. Well, let's go ahead and we'll appreciate all those who gave the testimony, and God's good. God's been so good to us. I want us to stand and have an invitation, Brother Wiggins, if we would. And maybe the Lord's spoken to your heart tonight. And if you come on the verse prayer, let's all stand. We'll have a verse invitation. Hymn 500, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Something said in the message, something said in song tonight. Brother Gray did a tremendous job tonight singing. Maybe something said in the testimony. Whatever. The Lord's touched your heart, you come tonight and do business with God. As we sing, as we get there, I know I'm challenging here.